The butterfly, that's all. Let me see the 2-0. Yeah, 1994. 69 boys backed up by the Quad City DJs. One time, cotton candy, sweetie, go. Let me see the 2-0.
All right, 603 here on FM 104.3 and AM 790, The Ticket. We got about an hour to go, and then we'll turn it over to Sunday Night Baseball here on ESPN, MLB on ESPN Radio, Dodgers and Pirates. Greinke, Volquez, the starters tonight. If you want to dial us up, it's 305-222-1043. You can also text us 67974. What are you laughing?
Well, since he thinks it's you, I just asked if he has shirts.
Oh, yeah. I'm still waiting to get one shirt from this whole NBA serious here.
I need a
couple.
It's
probably so easy for me to just make a call. I just don't even want to do it. It's like,
College roommates with Tim Donovan.
Was not college roommates with Tim Donovan.
That's what time. College roommates, you and
I Dale. Love Tim Donovan, though. Great guy.
Yeah,
Rob Wilson. They're all great. Let's say. All right. Well, before we go back to the phones, I want to try and help you with your problem. I know you have a problem.
My sleeping problem?
Yeah. What's going on?
No, it just happened this. Recently?
Just once or more?
No,
than once?
It was like four times this past
four
week.
Nights in a row.
Three nights in a row. Then I stopped. I was like, oh,
okay. Well, but people are picturing very bad things right now.
People don't know what I look like. They don't even know my name.
But you talk about things happening at night that I'm trying to help you with, and there was a bad picture.
No, because I've been going to sleep and waking up with a different shirt on. And I don't know when I changed shirts or what.
And you wake up and you're like weirded out because you see. And you're,
yeah. The shirt that I had, wouldn't sleep in, is laying next to, laying on the bed or on the floor or something. I'm just like.
So you just change shirts?
Yeah.
Are you like a sweater? Like, do you sweat at night?
I do, but that's not why I'm changing
shirts.
Didn't
you say something like, somebody doesn't want to turn the air on in the house or something like that?
Oh, yeah.
That's probably the factor. You're probably like sweating. You don't even know it.
Nah. Is
it a particular shirt?
Like, no.
That you put on? It's just totally random.
I had on a button shirt one night. Yeah.
You had a button-down shirt?
No, I woke up in a button.
You woke up in a button-down?
Yes. It wasn't button.
You started off in a t-shirt and woke up in a button-down?
Yes.
It's usually the opposite it should be.
Yes. Well, I wouldn't go to sleep in that, but I don't know what's going on.
You must be having some weird dreams, man. You should get those analyzed. You know any dream analyzer people?
No.
Anybody out there have any idea can help Carlton? Goes to sleep in a t-shirt, wakes up in a button-down. Text us, please, 67974. It hasn't caused any like serious issues, right? Like, you're not taking shirts from other people in the house, right?
Yeah, just the heat shirts that I.
You know, I used to have a cat that stole my roommate's socks years ago.
A cat? That's
the... Yeah, used to run in my room, take the socks, and put it in the other room. Sounds something like that.
I hate cats.
There's nothing to do with that. Marlo is on a mobile. Marlo, you're on FM 104.3 and AM 790, The Ticket.
What's going on, fellas?
What's up,
how are you?
Listen, I got a message for you Spurs fans.
Okay.
There's no Spurs fans here.
They're listening.
They're listening in, though. Go ahead and talk to them. They're listening.
Yeah.
They shook, too.
You guys were hating on us last year. Charles Barkley.
They were.
John Berry and all those fellas. And we were underdogs last year, and we proved them wrong.
We did.
So I don't understand. People say, how do we look? Do we look better? Do we look mediocre? Have we declined? Look, we're better, obviously, if we made it back to the finals. I mean, like, what's the problem? And to be honest with you, I'd rather LeBron get the finals MVP rather than the league MVP any day.
Who's talking about that?
I'm just in general.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah, just in general. And on top of that, like, what a lot of people don't understand is we're Super Saiyan mode. There's no team, if you follow Dragon Ball Z, we're Super Saiyan mode, and no team has beat us in seven games.
Dragon Ball Z.
When's the last time you watched that, man?
Well, I can't. My son watches sometimes, so,
it still comes on?
Say that again?
I didn't know it still came on.
Yeah, man, here and there, on Saturdays.
Okay.
But the Heat are in Super Saiyan mode. We're glowing, whatever you want to call it. And
dude, I'm telling you, right after the game, it's Krabby Patties for everyone, bro. We're gonna be on South Beach, Krabby Patties for everyone. No.
Nah, but at the same time, like the heat is something to deal with. And like I said, there's no team that's beat us in seven games. Obviously, the Spurs have lost in seven games before, so that's where their vulnerability lies. So I don't know why they're hating on the Heat.
All right, Marlo. Thank you for calling in, though.
Thanks.
All right. Thank you.
Super Saiyan.
That's what, like, I was going to say, it's like Pokemon or something. Is that like what that is?
Yeah, Dragon Ball Z.
Is that like Pokemon?
Yeah.
And the Heat's in Dragon Ball Z mode right now?
Yeah, Super Saiyan mode, man.
What happens if you're not? Like, what mode is that?
Yeah, it's the regular season mode.
I didn't think we'd have a Dragon Ball Z reference on the show. I should have studied that before.
I didn't either.
It came on.
I never
You're
got
supposed
into
to prepare
the show.
Me for this stuff.
I never really got into Dragon Ball Z. Can you help us out?
Dragon Ball Z?
Yeah.
What's up on Dragon Ball Z?
Yeah.
It's a good show. I like it.
What is it?
Super Saiyan mode.
Oh, Super Saiyan is like, let's see, in layman's terms. Yeah, I mean, it's going like really, it's getting really strong and powering up. That's basically it.
Okay. So basically like the Hulk, pretty much. Okay.
All right, I'll keep an eye on this. So, all right, I'm going to do my research when I get home on this. Miguel is in Miami. Hi, Miguel.
Hey, what's going on?
How are you?
Hey, I'm all right.
Thanks for calling.
Good to listen to your show.
Thanks for calling.
Appreciate it.
All right, no problem. I'd like to make a point that all these Spurs fans are making, that the Heat walked through the East because the East is a weak division. We walked through the East just like any of them will walk through the East. So we're just as strong as any of them. I mean, we went 12 for 15.
Mm-hmm.
Get out of my house. You know what I'm talking about? These people don't have anything on us.
12 for 15. Is that what we shot? What the Heat shot last game?
12
and 3? No, 15 playoff games. We won
12. Won 3.
Oh.
Right. No, Miguel, no one's. It's just a fact, though, that the East is terrible. I mean, it's just true. I mean, it doesn't change. It doesn't change anything, but it's just true. I mean, it doesn't diminish anything. Losing in the finals would diminish it. You know, that's it.
Of course.
Right.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But still, LeBron's on fire. He's in his prime. Dwayne Wade, you know, he's still Dwayne Wade. Everyone talks against him.
He's playing great.
He's the healthiest he's been in 2 years.
He's on fire.
He should just play in the playoffs. That would be, like, the best thing for him. He should just sit out the whole regular season. Him and Rashard Lewis should just not play at all and then come back in the postseason.
And what I like about the situation is that it's a three-peat. It's hopefully going to be a three-peat on a repeat. But these guys are already going into that game of pressure, game one, because they want that three-peat. So I hope they play the entire series with the same intensity they played Indiana game six.
We'll see. The Spurs are much better than the Pacers, but we'll see. I think it'll be a great series. I'm really looking forward to it. And Miguel, do you have any advice for my friend Carlton here? He's changing shirts every night in the middle of the night.
I don't know, man.
Sounds bad, huh? It sounds bad, right? Even Miguel doesn't even know, man.
Get a water filter or something. I don't know, but
wow. All right, Miguel. Thanks, man. You're in trouble, man.
Yeah. Just let me see.
Bad sign. Changing shirts in the middle of the night.
I know what it means.
A button down, too.
It's just a sign.
You must be, like, having a dream about, like, going out, like, doing something important. Because no. I've never seen you in a button down. Except for that picture. Right, that I saw online.
Yeah.
Congratulations, by the way. We should congratulate you. You graduated?
Yeah. I mean, it's because you passed me. It's because you were my teacher.
That's why you're here. Because I was your teacher, right? Listen, who knows, you know? There it is. Ray Allen hits a shot. Ed Reed with the ball. I'm your teacher. There you go. It all works out that way.
How many jobs do you have?
Too many, man. Too many. I got another show after this.
Jeez.
That'll be 9 hours of radio. I think I'm kidding. All right. Let's see. Who's next? We got Mark and Kendall. Hey, Mark.
Who's on, Mark?
Hey, Dylan.
Mark?
Yep. Can you hear me?
I hear you. Do you hear me?
I do indeed. Insofar as the shirt, the debacle,
yes.
I want some of the same stuff he's smoking. That's all there
Please,
is.
Please, I know. Yeah. I mean, this could be a better job than doing the radio show, you know?
Just a quick comment, and you guys can, you know, follow up with it, but it's not about respect, but I do think that with what Miami has accomplished, that while they are getting respect, it's not to the level that I think that perhaps is due. And one thing that I think might happen, and you guys can comment to this.
Okay.
I think the Heat are starting to surge, and with Lance doing what he did,
mm-hmm.
it brought down the wrath of the Heat, and look what happened in the final.
It was a
game.
Very big mistake by Lance Stephenson. There's no question that was just so stupid, and not only recognized on a local level, but nationally as well. So you'd be right on that point.
Well, and what I think is a possibility, and some people think that I'm out of my proverbial mind, but I think that there is a reasonable chance that the Heat are going to surge, and it is not out of the realm for us. And just listen, Spurs fans, carefully. I think that we could hit them 4-1.
I mean, nothing would be crazy, Mark, in sports, but it seems unreasonable. I think this will probably go longer than that. But who knows? You may be right.
Well, if it does happen, at least you know,
we will Mark remember you, anyone. Mark. We'll specifically okay. we'll call you. And
are you saying that because of you think Parker isn't healthy, or do you just think the Heat are prepared for him?
A little bit of both. I think that when you look at how we've been playing, and especially the moments where we've surged and out of the blue we come back with just fire, I think that there is a chance that Miami could dominate, and if they do, then I think they will get the respect that perhaps of the national media for what they have done.
We'll see. Very well said, though, Mark. Thank you for calling in, okay?
Appreciate it,
Mark.
My pleasure.
All right.
Terrence is up next in Miami. Hi, Terrence.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Terrence. What do you say?
Basically, the way I'm thinking about the whole Heat-Spurs series,
mm-hmm.
I'm looking at it like this. The Spurs has always been a good team. Always been a real good team out of West. When I look at the Western Conference, it's not as strong in the past.
Do you agree with that, Carlton?
I really do.
Well, let me ask Carlton. You think the West isn't as he's chatting online. he lost it.
No, I heard him. He thinks
I don't think so. I think West is great. No.
Yeah, I disagree. I think
Terrence. I'm not saying that it's not great. What I'm saying is not as strong.
Give me a reason why, Terrence. Why do you say that?
Okay. Now just. Look at this. When you used to watch the West play,
mm-hmm.
a lot of teams that you used to watch in the West play used to be a dogfight going throughout the playoffs.
L.A. and Golden State, they were in dogfights, no? Portland?
Hold on. Mm-hmm. Some of these series in the playoffs that you've seen in the West, some of them, to me, as I've watched, has been mediocre. I'm not saying the East is better than the West, but the West is weakened in my eyes a little bit.
Okay, well, listen, you're entitled to your opinion. I don't agree with that. It's okay.
And when I look at this whole series, I'm a Miami fan, but I'm looking – the Spurs has always been one of those juggernauts that sit on top.
Right.
And they have a roster full of great players.
Sure.
Now, when I'm looking at this series, it's just two things that I'm looking at. I don't think Miami's going to underestimate the Spurs, but
no,
I think they're preparing well for them. Mm-hmm. And I actually think that this series is going to come down to a seven-game series again.
Okay.
And I think game six is going to be the game that decides is going to swing. Something's going to happen in a game six again that's mm-hmm. going to swing the series to whoever's going to win.
Okay.
All right,
let me ask you this right quick, Terrence. What do you think the Pacers would do in the West?
The Pacers wouldn't. Honestly, a lot of teams in the East wouldn't survive against some of the teams in the West. They won't.
Right. All right, Terrence.
Now, I'm not saying the East is stronger, but...
What would you do if you woke up in the middle of the night with a different shirt on? What would you do, Terrence?
You can't tell Craig anything.
Oh, wow.
It would be really scary, right? And it happened if you did four nights in a row.
Yeah, I lose my mind.
You probably call somebody, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to call and wake you up next time.
Right.
I'm glad you said that.
All right, Terrence. Hey, well said, man. Right. Have a good night, okay?
All right.
Now I got them all nervous for you.
I can't tell you anything.
I asked you, can we talk about it on the air? You said yes.
Yeah,
there's something you said we can't. You said we can't talk about something else on the air. Have I brought it up?
You're asking callers.
Listen, maybe somebody knows. Maybe we have some sort of psychologist out there who's listening
knows.
To this show.
Nobody understands why people are why I'm switching shirts at night.
Maybe they do. Maybe there's someone out there. Free advice. You ever heard of payola? You know, it works. All right, we got to take a quick time out. We'll get back to your calls when we return here on FM 104.3 and AM 790 The Ticket. All right, 621 here on FM 104.3 and AM 790 The Ticket. We've had a lot of fun, but coming up at 7 o'clock, we got to say goodnight and turn it over to MLB on ESPN. And been talking a lot about the Heat and Spurs. We've been trying to help Carlton figure out what his issue is. This is not going to get any better, by the way, with everything you got going on.
Nah, it's not.
I mean, you're going to end up in a suit. Pretty soon. You're going to wake up in the morning in a suit. It's not going to be good. By the way, maybe that's the way to... That'll get you a job. Wake up in a suit automatically.
Yeah.
It could happen.
Or play the lottery.
We should help Carlton. Carlton is, by the way, he was an intern here for a very long time. And so he still kind of is an intern slash, like, does the show with me.
And Levitard.
Yeah, you do, like, a lot of, like, intern on all the shows and stuff.
Yeah.
So if anybody out there listening and you know of any available openings, just, you know, shoot over an email, text 67974 so we can help Carlton. Maybe that's the reason why he's changing shirts so much, looking for a gig. Could be the case. 67974 if you have a gig for Carlton to help him out a little bit.
Yeah.
Otherwise, he's stuck with me doing these shows. That can't be good.
Yeah, they're going to have me doing manual labor. I got grass to cut.
Yeah, just lift that thing and put it. Yeah. I would not be very good at that.
Oh,
I would get hurt like day one.
I'd be terrible.
I would get hurt like the first second. Like, I'd get hurt on the way there, like pushing my foot against the gas pedal. I'd like fake it or something. 305-222-1043 if you want to dial us up. Also, you can text on the plumbers911.com text line. 67974. TheTicketMiami.com is the website. Every
game. Why
were
you yelling at Ethan? Oh, I'm sorry.
I put it in caps because he would know it was me. So this way, like the lowercase is from you and the caps is from me.
Ah,
that
I got
kind
you.
Of thing. That's like the smart way to do things here.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I know. It's when you text people in all caps.
Until I just realized it was in all caps and yelled at my mom.
That wasn't good. Is she really worried about the shirt thing? Did you tell her about this privately or no?
Yeah, I told her.
What'd she say?
There's nothing anybody
She's
can
like,
say about
just,
it.
Just keep doing what you're doing.
She wants her heat shirt, too. We all want our heat shirts.
It's getting handled. We got to trust the process, you know? Trust the program. Trust the process. It'll eventually happen. I got one last year. I'm just lazy. That's the truth. I really didn't ask for anything. I stopped asking a couple of years ago. I'm just like, you know what? I'm done asking. I don't tickets, all this other stuff.
You get me to ask.
You ask, right? Yeah, well, you see these guys more often. It's easier for you. Like, you have these connections that I don't have.
Well,
like,
the thing is, they don't...
I used to have all the connections.
When I ask, it looks bad when you ask for multiple, because I want one. I can't just ask
okay, so
for
who
you.
Cares? You asked for three shirts.
It looks bad. You have no shame. I can't do
I really don't have any shame.
Okay, Ethan, pick up four shirts for me. And none of them are going to be for you. I can't do that.
If you're in the media, and you're in South Florida, and you've been in the media for a long time, in all likelihood, I've probably helped you in the past. Do something. I'm guessing. But I don't, you know, ask back in return. I don't, that's not the kind of guy I am. Unless I really need something. In this case, I really don't need it, but I'd like it. Let's talk to Eddie in West Palm. Hey, Eddie, what's going on? Good evening.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Sorry to make you wait so long, bud.
No, that's cool. I wanted to talk about the Heat Spurs matchup that's about to happen.
Okay.
What's up, bro?
Well, I'm a big Heat fan, mm-hmm. and I really do hope that they win. But there's a lot of factors that happened last year that a lot of people are not taking into consideration. And I know, you know, Bosch developed the three. You know, he can spread the floor a little bit more. Cole has stepped up his game, but people forget that Ginobili had a horrible series. Right. And watching him play now, he looks like he's back to his vintage self. And you also have Green and Leonard that, you know, now have a year more of experience. They're really kicked it up a notch.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of those things where I feel if the Heat don't win in six, they're going to lose in seven. What do you guys think?
I mean, you're the first one to say that, but I just think it's so unpredictable, man. Like, I think that's what... That's why so many people are calling the show. That's why so many people will be watching this. A great amount of people obviously understand, and I think local people here understand that there's a very big national bias. People resent kind of how the Heat got formed and put it together. I still think that exists. But I think that what makes it so great and the fact that, you know, everyone can call in and talk about it, including you, Eddie, is that I think that everyone certainly can have their own opinion, and I really don't know what's going to happen. I think in most situations we feel like we know what's going to happen, and then the Seahawks win the Super Bowl, and we all learn that we don't know nothing. We know nothing, you know? It just things happen in sports.
That's true, and like I said, I'm a huge Heat fan. I've been a Heat fan since I was 7 years old, and, you know, it's just one of those things, though, where, you know, you love the team, but then you start analyzing, and, I mean, I'm no professional or anything, but...
Neither are we.
You start thinking about it, and, you know, it's like, oh, man, I hope they win. But, you know, it's just, I don't know.
If it goes to Game 7 and the game is in San Antonio, the Spurs will be favored. What ends up happening, I don't know, but that will definitely happen. If it goes to 7, it's you know, the Spurs are favored in the first game, okay? I mean, they're at home. They should be. And the NBA has proven through the years that teams in general win their games at home. Now, this is a different sort of situation. The best player on the court is on the Heat. So... You know, that could change things. But, Eddie, thank you for calling
like
in.
Just like the other guy said, maybe he'll go like Super Saiyan 4, like Dragon Ball Z.
That is exactly what's going to happen, Eddie. Dragon Ball Z was my whole intention of doing the show tonight. All right. Thank you,
bro.
Eddie.
Appreciate
calling
it.
In.
I mean,
Dragon Ball Z.
Two Dragon Ball
Another
Z
Another two calls in one show.
six o'clock Sunday night radio.
I was gonna reference My Little Pony.
I mean, I was gonna reference The Wire. So
the who?
The Wire.
The Wire.
Yeah.
Oh, The Wire. That's a real show, though. My Little Pony's a cartoon.
Dragon Ball Z is a real show.
Oh, I thought it was a cartoon.
No, people will get mad if you...
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know.
I mean, it is a cartoon, but
Is that like Power Rangers sort of thing?
Yeah, kind of. No, it is a cartoon. It's sort of like Family Guy, but people
Dragon Ball... What channel is this on? Dragon Ball Z?
It used to be on Cartoon Network. I don't know where...
Oh, I got you. Okay. I think I know what you're talking about. All right, next up, we got... Let's see. Oliver on a mobile. Oliver, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys? Thanks
good.
For having me.
Thanks for calling in.
First, I think the Spurs in seven.
Okay.
What killed them last year was they were kind of, in terms of their bench, they were living by shooting from three-point range. And if you're hot, you're hot, but you're not going to be hot for seven games.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what really killed them. And I think I have an answer to your shirt-changing problem.
Oh, there you go. Thank you, Oliver, for calling in. Go right ahead.
Yeah, man. Carlton, you married?
No.
Do you have a girlfriend?
No.
All right, man. You might be scared of commitment, bro.
was that serious or a joke?
Like, yeah, it's kind of serious, man. You might subconsciously be scared of just settling down, man. I don't know why you have this fear. I don't know if, like,
that's great,
a girl
Oliver.
Like totally ripped your heart out. Now, the solution, there are two solutions.
Oh, please,
this.
Tell us.
One, start changing pants. No. Listen, because
I'm gonna hear you out here. Go ahead.
Have you ever heard of the phrase "my arm starts hurting, so I slap your face"? So you start thinking about the pain in your face.
That's a phrase.
Yeah, but he can't help the changing, Oliver.
Yeah, I'm
it's not.
It's not
like he's purposely
I'm not doing
it
on purpose.
It's
subconscious. It's like sleepwalking. It's like sleep changing shirts.
He asked me. Yeah. He's like, Craig, you ever sleepwalk? I said no. And then he said, well, I'm changing my shirt in the middle of the night every night. I said, well, do we want to talk about this on the air? He said no. I said, okay, we'll talk about it next segment.
And two, I have to keep the Dragon Ball Z train rolling. Man.
Oliver, come on, man. What do you do for a living, Oliver?
Me? I'm a student. I just graduated high school yet, but I started college.
Oh, fantastic. And you're giving him advice on what to do?
Yeah, I'm scared
man.
Of commitment.
You know,
what are
scared
you
of commitment,
man? Have you committed to what college you going to yet?
UF. Go Gators.
There you go. All right.
Hey,
you can call in anytime.
I'm not taking any advice from a Gator.
Listen, let me tell you something. That was a very, very well thought out call.
No advice from any Gator.
You know what? I think you're 100% right. He is scared of commitment. It comes from a true, intelligent guy.
Find a girl, settle down.
There it is. He's right. 100%. Thank you, Oliver, for the call. Go Gators.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
I mean, really?
There it is, man. See, it took somebody at the University of Florida to give you the answer.
His answer was change pants, too.
That's true. Can we take one more before we break? Is that all right? Okay. Boris is on FM 104.3, AM 790, The Ticket. Hi, Boris.
Hey.
What's going on?
You're on the air.
I just wanted to say, I think this is probably one of the most equal matchups that's been in for a long time.
Agreed.
Both teams have... Hall of Famers on their rosters.
Yes.
Both teams have been playing together for a long period of time.
Yes, yes.
And both teams have strong benches.
Excellent.
No, that's...
So, I mean, this is probably the closest matchup in the finals in a long time.
It's going to be very, very tightly contested, Boris. I think you got it down pat. But we're more interested in Carlton changing shirts in the middle of the night right now. So.
Well, I think that's like you. I think, you know, he just got up in a sweat.
That's right. He's sweating, and he doesn't realize. Exactly.
He needed to change.
Right. But the fact that the guy went to UF, I thought, you know, gave him some credence there. You know, because he gave him some, because that's where I went, too. So I was thinking that maybe that had something to do with it. But
I agree with you.
All right, Boris. Well, thank you for calling in, and have a good night.
Appreciate it, Boris.
You too, man.
All right. Thank you for the call. See?
I mean, really?
I'm sorry to throw you under the bus there. I'm just trying to help. I'm just a friend trying to help. Can't you see that?
Except for it's not helping. Like, none of these solutions.
It's really remarkable that with all the people that listen to the show and all the people who've texted in, that no one has a legitimate... Somebody said to handcuff yourself. I mean, that's sleep in a straitjacket.
I mean,
yeah, that's a good one. You know, like, give them a real, like, psychoanalysis.
Nobody has an explanation.
What do you mean? You've talked to how many people about this?
I mean, family. Not many. It's not like I tell.
I think that you need to really investigate this a little further.
I mean, if I do it more, I get into it.
And
I,
if you start changing other people's clothes, we've got a big problem. We'll be right back. .635 here on FM 104.3 and AM 790. The Ticket. We'll get back to your calls in just a minute. Coming up at 7 o'clock, we got the Dodgers and Pirates tonight, MLB on ESPN Radio. And joining us now from the South Florida Sun Sentinel, talk a little Marlins baseball. As we've talked enough Heat Spurs for a lifetime, that's for sure. Juan Rodriguez of the South Florida Sun Sentinel. Juan, thanks for coming on. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Well, we're doing fine. Let's kind of go over what happened this weekend. And, you know, Juan, we talked last week, and I thought I was very impressed with how the Marlins played over the past week. I thought that, listen, I mean, it's kind of cliche. You win some, you lose some. But, man, what a thud this weekend. And in a way that, I mean, the games weren't really blowouts. I mean, they were close games. But in the way that the result looks now at this point, with the Marlins losing three games in a row, I think the shine all of a sudden of saying, hey, look, this team maybe can still be in it, this team still make the playoffs. I mean, it's still very early at this point, but, you know, to go up against a division team like Atlanta and drop three in a row and then have that home run from Gattis today was kind of a kick in the groin. That's just, like, the only way that I could put it.
Definitely.
No, you're right, Craig, and especially coming off, you know, two big road wins in Washington. You know, I'm not a big believer in a statement series in May, but this would have been just such a great opportunity for the Marlins to just announce that, hey, we're here and we're not going anywhere in this division, and, you know, you're going to have to contend with us for the next 4 months. And, you know, that still may be the case, but, you know, the Braves just show they're still, you know, a notch above, you know, the Marlins, at least for right now. And, you know, the disappointing thing, too, is, you know, the Marlins just, they weren't at their best in any of their three games. You know, Nathan Eovaldi gave them a nice start today, but, you know, Turner was disappointing yesterday. And, you know, they've had some issues just getting their starters deep in the games lately. And just, you know, the one thing that's probably most disconcerting right now is just the defense. You know, it's almost unbelievable to say it, but last year's 100 loss team probably had better defense than what we've seen up to this point from, you know, from this upstart Marlins team. And unless they can, you know, get them some things corrected in that facet of the game, you know, it's going to be tough for them to stick around and win a lot of these close games. Like, you're going to have to really stay in this mix going forward.
Yeah, you mentioned defense, and I noticed that too. Like, Giancarlo has made some great defensive plays, but do you know what's been going on with the defense? Is it one player, or what the solution is?
Well, I mean, that's the thing. It's not just, you know, one guy you can point to. And, you know, you mentioned Giancarlo, and he actually had a pretty bad year defensively last season, and he's looked great out there for the most part so far. So he's certainly hasn't been a problem. You know, I think, you know, right now one guy that's really been the biggest head scratcher is Derek Dietrich at second base.
By far.
Yeah, this is a guy that last year, you know, looked good there. He looked comfortable, you know, really handled himself well turning double plays. And for whatever reason this season, he just can't, you know, having all sorts of trouble throwing the ball. Has had some bobbles. You know, today he was unable to turn a double play that would have, you know, kept the Marlins on top 2-1. Instead, you know, run scores on what ended up being the fielder's choice, and it's 2-2, and that's how it stayed until, you know, Gattis hit a, you know, one of Cishek's mistake pitches over the fence. You know, things like that, you know, in close games they get magnified. And, you know, Mike Redmond said after the game that, you know, he's concerned, and, you know, the defense one way or another has to improve. And if it means, you know, starting guys that are more likely to catch the ball and be able to throw it accurately, that's what he's going to have to do. And, you know, Dietrich is just such a nice player offensively. You know, you love that bat in the lineup, but, you know, if he can't get the job done at second base, you know, with the glove, you know, I think that's going to cost him some playing time going forward.
Yeah, and, you know, going into the season, I don't know that was the plan. You know, obviously they signed Rafael Furcal, you know, not to steal money, but to play second base for, you know, 100 games or 120 games. It just hasn't happened. And you go down to Solano, you go down to Dietrich. I mean, that's the thing for me that it's a little head-scratching for me, Juan, is because the team has been so good offensively, especially at home, that if you're going to make that kind of move and, let's say, play Solano at second base or play somebody else, I mean, I don't know how good Baker's defense is anticipated to be or even Ed Lucas, but it's very clear at this point that Dietrich is having a lot of issues throwing the ball. You know, why not make that move at home where you know you're scoring enough runs so you can protect the rest? But I guess at this point, because Dietrich has been so good offensively, how do you keep him out too? It's like a double-edged sword there.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, in the first game of the series, we were all a little surprised that, you know, Dietrich, who's a left-handed hitter, sat against, you know, the righty Tehran. Redman went with Ed Lucas in that situation, and it paid off. You know, Lucas got an early hit off him and was on base for Giancarlo's home run. So, you know, you might see that a little more of, you know, having Ed Lucas, even though he doesn't give you the pop that Dietrich does. You know, he's certainly a guy that that's up there, makes a lot of contact, and you know, certainly pretty reliable with the glove.
Let me ask you one. When you look at the move that the Marlins made today, I'm trying to read into it a little bit more maybe than I should. Maybe it's just like a chain effect. I saw Caps was sent to, I guess, Dr. James Andrews, and so that can't be good. I'm wondering if that the effect of that was them trading for Brian Morris. I think that the Marlins have been very fortunate to this point to not have that bullpen exposed like I think it could be. I think that the bullpen is, outside of Cishek, very questionable, even with Marmol at the beginning of the year. And that's kind of what I had even heard going into the season. So is this a move to just basically help out that end of the bullpen, knowing that they really don't have a lot in terms of the minor leagues there? Is there anything more to this? I mean, the Pirates fans are probably scratching their heads, too, saying, why are we trading a very reliable bullpen guy in a season that we could really use him, too? So I was wondering, this move, they traded a draft pick, if it means anything to you, or is this just simply somebody that fell out of favor in Pittsburgh that the Marlins are looking to acquire? I don't know. You tell me.
Yeah, I mean, to my knowledge, Morris didn't fall out of favor. I mean, I think this was, you know, strictly a depth move for the Marlins. You know, they're not, when you look at their pitching inventory, a lot of their best arms are higher level rotation guys.
Right.
And, you know, they've gone through, you know, given chances to, you know, some veterans and Marmol and, you know, Henry Rodriguez was up for a stretch. And, you know, they're also given, you know, some kid to look. You know, Hatcher's up right now. Caminero, who is, you know, really, I thought was going to be one of the guys that was really going to kind of shine this year, and he's just kind of been disappointing so far. He just got sent down after today's game to make room for Morris, who's going to be here tomorrow.
Okay.
But yeah, just I think it's just a depth move. They're kind of hurting right now. You know, the Caps injury. You know, when you start bringing in Dr. Andrews into the equation, you know, the possibility of a surgery at least is still on the table. So, you know, I just think, you know, they're trying to be a little proactive here and kind of preparing for the worst with possible news with Caps. And, you know, if hopefully it's just a matter of, you know, rest and rehab with him. But if it isn't, you know, they're just trying to protect themselves a little bit there. And, you know, Mike Hill told us this morning that, you know, the Marlins aren't done. They're still looking for ways to improve this team. You know, they believe that it's a good team, and they're you know, trying to find ways to see how they can make it better and try and stay in this race as long as possible.
Well, and two questions. This year, do you think every year, it seems like every year during the trade deadline before it, Giancarlo's name comes up. Do you think the Marlins come out and say they're not trading him this year, or do you think that those talks come up? And also, me and Craig were texting earlier this week. Was Giancarlo in the 2012 Home Run Derby? I know he was nominated,
All-Star
but did he? All-Star game, I'm sorry. Did he play in that or did he get hurt?
He was hurt. I think he got selected for the game, and then he decided to undergo a knee surgery during that time. So he did not participate in the game. And I think he also was scheduled to do the Home Run Derby. So, you know, hopefully we can keep him healthy for a month and finally kind of get him in that competition, which I think most of baseball has been dying to see for the last several years.
I know I have.
Yeah, and the other question was
Stanton trade talks. Yeah,
you know, at this point, you know, the Marlins have been pretty clear that you know, they want to build around Stanton, and you know, I think the kind of do or die time is going to be in the off season,
sure.
not this trade deadline. I think if you can't get him signed this off season, you have to pull the trigger and trade him, because you know, the last thing you want is to try and move him with you know, just 1 year left to control. That would really just diminish his value quite a bit. So, you know, I wouldn't expect his name to be, you know, bantered about. I mean, if the Marlins have some kind of epic collapse, possibly, but it's really hard to foresee, you know, circumstances in which they would consider moving him before the end of this season.
All right, we're talking to Juan Rodriguez, South Florida Sun Sentinel. Juan, this is the last thing for you, is that, you know, most national baseball prognosticators at this point, you know, look at some of the numbers and are kind of pointing to at least some regression coming from the Marlins' starting rotation. And I wonder from your perspective, the starting rotation. I mean, Eovaldi obviously not pitching as well as he did before. Kohler's been a little bit more up and down than he was in the past. I mean, you don't have Fernandez there. I mean, the bullpen gets taxed. There's a bunch of other chips that fall when Fernandez falls as well. I was wondering from your perspective, because you see him not only at home but on the road as well. Is it possible that these guys that we have seen the best out of them in the months of April and months of May, and that Kohler falls back and Eovaldi falls back, because the numbers would certainly indicate that. But I'm wondering from your perspective, when you see it, is this something that's going to be ugly a little bit in the month of June that we didn't see in April and May?
Well, you know, I would be surprised if it's just the whole rotation just collapses. I think what you've seen so far and what the Marlins were hoping for was maybe a little more consistency from some of these guys. You know, Henderson Alvarez is a great example. Yeah. You know, he's got a couple of shutouts this season and a couple of stinkers. And, you know, he's not at that point yet for whatever reason where he can just, you know, give you that, you know, seven innings, you know, quality start, you know, time in and time out. And, you know, the same can be said with Eovaldi to a certain degree. You know, today he certainly had a very nice performance and historically has done very well against the Braves. But, you know, he's kind of been up and down too. Kohler's probably been their steadiest guy. Yeah. Just as far as keeping him in games and going deep consistently. And, you know, Turner still, you know, you see glimpses of it, but you know, until we find a way to start, you know, closing out innings and keeping teams off the board with two outs, you know, it's going to be a struggle for him too. But, you know, again, Turner's very young. He probably got promoted by the Tigers a little earlier than he should have. So, you know, I don't think all hope is lost with him by any means. But, you know, I think if they can just get some semblance of consistency from some of these core starters, then, you know, they should be okay. And then, you know, at some point this month, maybe you see Heaney get put into that mix and you know, maybe he gives them that boost that they need going forward.
All right, Juan. Well, thanks again. Have a great weekend. I know you'll hit the road again after the Rays series, and we'll look forward to talking to you soon, okay?
You got it. Thanks, guys.
All right, Juan Rodriguez, South Florida Sun Sentinel, here with us on FM 104.3 and AM 790 The Ticket. We'll take a quick time out. We got about 10 minutes to go. We'll come back and wrap up the show right after this.
Oh, down beside that red firelight. Oh.
All right, 6:51 here on FM 104.3 and AM 790, The Ticket. Craig and Carlton back with you. Got about a few minutes left here to go, and then we will shoot it over to MLB on ESPN Radio, Pirates and Dodgers tonight, Greinke and Volquez. Then, of course, don't forget, tomorrow morning, bright and early, Zaslow and Joy, 6 a.m. right here on The Ticket. By the way, just a quick note from the entertainment world, the Brady Bunch, you ever watch that show?
Yeah.
You know, the housekeeper, Alice, Ann B. Davis?
Yeah.
She passed away.
Ah, that's terrible.
Well, she had a good life. She was 88 or something like that.
Wow. Yeah. Did she play anything else?
No. I don't think so. She's kind of typecast, I think, in that role. But anyway, so our condolences to the Davis family. But needless to say, she was very popular back in the 70s, that's for sure.
Right.
And even when they did those remakes, I think they had her in doing different things.
I don't remember any remakes.
All right, so before we get out of here, you know, Carlton is a very, very bad predictor of things.
That's incorrect.
What have you predicted accurately?
I don't remember.
We are another week. Things are going to happen. They haven't happened yet, but go ahead.
In my defense to the things that are going to happen, they're going to happen.
Oh, that's true. You said before the end of the baseball season.
In the offseason, they're going to happen. Here's the thing.
You're waiting for the heat to end.
Right now,
wants to talk heat.
The heat dictate our season and dictate when we're going to be on the show. It's hard for me to tell the schedule, and we don't know what day we're going to be on.
That's true. Well, next week may be my fault if we can't do it. But one week I may not be able to do the show next week. So go ahead. So listen, I mean, by the time we're on the air next, the series will be started. So
yeah.
If you want to throw it out there,
Heat and six. Yeah, last year. Danny Green and Gary Neal had two games where they shot out of their mind. I don't expect that again. And Pop pretty much dared LeBron James and Dwayne Wade to shoot mid-range jumpers. And then when they finally started shooting them in Game 7,
It worked. I can't see them doing that again. Boris Diaw and LeBron James, that cannot work again. I do not see that working. So I think this Heat take them in six.
All right, so Heat in six. I'm not going to make a prediction. I just want to see a good series.
Oh.
I know it's weak, but I don't know. I mean, not, of course, you root for the Heat. But
you're rooting for the Spurs.
No, I'm not.
I know it. You're rooting for the Spurs and Sharks.
No, I'm not. I'm not rooting for the
whoever
Spurs.
Whoever gives you...
It's better if it goes seven games and the Heat wins. That's the best-case scenario. A long series, a lot of people talking about it, a lot of people interested in it, some good discussion. That's part of the
fun.
I'm
working on our spot on the float, too. You probably don't want to be on the float.
Probably not.
I'm getting on that float.
Which, is there a 790 float?
Yeah, I'm sure. Station has one.
Yeah, you know what? I think you're right. I think I remember seeing some of the guys on there last
year.
Yeah, I think Stu Gotz was on there, right? he's very big into the float.
I'll take your spot on the float. I'll be on there for
I doubt I would get invited to the float. Doing one or two shifts a week does not put me on a float.
I'm getting on a float somehow, some way.
I'll probably be too busy working doing something else, if that could possibly be the case. And also, I wish you good luck with this, you know, issue you're having here. I hope you know, tell your mom that everything's really okay. I'm just making, you know, more fun of it than it really needs to be made.
She knows.
She knows I'm just a kid. I'm a jokester. I just like to kid around.
I've taken enough Heat shirts so far in the playoffs. I need some more. So
what do you mean you have zero?
Yeah, I've taken a couple.
You do? You have? Oh, no, nothing.
I got some of the Heatle shirts. I stole some of those.
Yeah, I was waiting. You're like, hey, do you want a Heatle shirt? Sure. Wear the Heatle shirt. I don't know. Never
it's in Amanda's office. All right,
No, I'm not going to Amanda's office. Well, yeah, actually, I could steal some. Amanda wouldn't be mad at me if I stole some from her. She probably wouldn't be. And just to give you the idea of our programming-wise, we're going to have programming all week long, all kinds of coverage, including Thursday night. And you'll want to stay tuned because we're going to have Thursday night's game, Sunday, and then, of course, the two games here. Are you going to attend any games? Is it like a mandatory thing regardless of cost? No, right? You're not going, right?
What, the Heat game?
Are you going to go to any finals game? Is like
Yes, we're going. Me and you.
Really?
We're going interesting. To the Heat game. We're not sitting in the...
But if they're down, like, 20, or if they're up 20 with, like, 2 minutes
to
go.
Yeah, you were ready to... You caught the game over in the third quarter. What was it? Game where...
You texted me first at the Heat. We're in game.
No, you said I would leave right now if I was at the game. It was at the end of the third quarter.
I said, I'm out. I'm like, if they're up 20, I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about beating traffic.
You were like, if I was at the game right now, I'd be leaving. And it was like the beginning of the fourth or end
I'm
of the
definitely
third.
An early leaver. I'm just honest. I'm definitely an early leaver.
Are you really beating that much traffic?
I don't think it's as bad as it used to be, but it's still in a game like this. It's got to be brutal in a playoff game where they're charging you $40 to park across the street.
That's what I need to get in. That's what I'm jealous of those people who have the houses by the Marlins Park.
What, to make $5 a game? Good job by you. All right, that'll do it for the show. Thanks everybody listened, everybody who called, everybody who texted in. Appreciate it. For Carlton, I'm Craig Mish. Have a great night, everybody. We'll talk to you later. See ya.